the Messiah will come. The only descendant of David who could rule forever is the Messiah. Messiah is the name of God's chosen one who would save the people of the world from their sins. But David did not know when God would send the Messiah. But as it happened, the Israelites would have to wait a very long time before God's Messiah came to earth, about 1,000 years. The True God. The Lord is the one true God who made the whole world and everything in it. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. He does not live in temples which men build. This God is the one who gives all people life, breath, and everything else. He doesn't need any help from human beings. God has everything he needs. God started with one man. He made all the different people in the world to live everywhere. God decided exactly when and where they must live. He wanted the people to look for him, the one true God. Perhaps they could search all around for him and find him. He is not far from any of us. Therefore, we are God's children. So, we must not think that deity is something like what man imagines or makes out of gold, silver, or stone. In the past, although man didn't understand God, the one true God ignored this. But now, God commands every person in the world to change his heart. God has set a day when he will judge the whole world. The evil people will go off into eternal punishment, but the good people will go into eternal life. In the book of Revelation, John wrote, "And I saw a great white throne, and the one who was sitting on it. The earth and the sky ran away from his face, but they could not find any place to hide. I saw dead people, important and unimportant. They were standing in front of the throne. Books were opened. And another book, the book of life, was opened. The dead people were judged from the things which had been written in the books according to the way they had lived. The ocean yielded the dead people who were in it. Then death and Hades yielded the dead people who were in them. Each person was judged by the way he had lived. Death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The second death is the same thing as the lake of fire. If someone's name was not found written in the book of life, then he was thrown into the lake of fire."
What does God want?
God wants every person to be saved and to begin understanding the truth. The gracious love of God has appeared to save all mankind. The Lord is not slow to keep his promise, as some people think of slow. No, he is patient with you. He wants everyone to find room for a change in their hearts. He doesn't want anyone to be lost. The day of the Lord will come suddenly, like a robber. The heavens will pass away with a whizzing noise. The elements will be destroyed with heat. The earth and every force in it will be gone. If someone doesn't believe in God, he cannot please God, because the person who comes to God must believe that he lives. That person must also believe that God will give rewards to the people who are searching for him. God has set a day when he will judge the whole world. He will be fair, using a man to do this. He chose this man a long time ago. God proved it to everyone by raising that man from death.
From the very beginning, God planned to send the Messiah, Jesus. The first promise of the Messiah came to Adam and Eve. God promised that one descendant of Eve would someday be born who would crush the devil's head. The snake who fooled Eve was Satan. So this promise meant that the future Messiah would defeat Satan completely. Also, God, the always present one, promised Abraham that through Abraham, all people groups of the world would receive a blessing. This blessing would come true when the Messiah arrived on earth. The Messiah would make it possible for every people group in the world to be saved. And God promised Moses that in the future, God would raise up another prophet like Moses. This was another promise about the Messiah who would come at some later time. Through the prophet Jeremiah, God promised that he would make a new covenant, but this agreement would not be like the covenant that God made with Israel at Mount Sinai. In this covenant, God would write his law on the people's hearts. The people would know God personally. They would become his special people, Christians, and God would forgive their sins. The Messiah would start this new covenant with his own blood. God's prophets also said that the Messiah would be a prophet, a priest, and a king. A prophet is a person who hears the words of God and then proclaims God's words to the people. The chosen one, the Messiah, whom God promised to send to the world, would be the perfect prophet. The Messiah would be the perfect high priest who would offer himself on a Roman cross as the perfect sacrifice to God. A king is someone who rules over a kingdom and judges its people. The Messiah would be the perfect king who would sit on the throne of his ancestor David. The Messiah would rule over the whole world forever, and he would always judge fairly and make all the right decisions.